Sim.
I lived a lonely life, heard the cars at night. The world was in my head, my thoughts were always right. I struggled through the day to be my own redemption, to be my only listener, to give myself my sanctions. How can emptiness be prickling? What is this way? That starts rippling out of my pores when I was fighting. What is this freaking noise in my ear? I'm breaking down. Never ever tried
song as very happy lyrics. It's about war, rape, and genocide.
Thank you.
kill to make you feel at ease. You're married to fear, you're into the bride. You're doing this like that, you let it happen inside. So what you're afraid of now? Are you made of hurt, even just selfish violence? All you ever feel is what you're missing. What was the score of the match? Get your head out of your numbers game, cause any given day your life is lame. And all that money in your bank account won't even burn, just disappear in the cloud. That was it, thank you.
I have some tapes, but also donate to Soto if you want to support this kind of music. And yeah, I have some tapes with ambient music, something really different. To relax, to lie in bed with, you know. Thank you, Shoko, for everything.
Thank you, Ragnar. And don't forget, you're going to be at the Soto Festival, starts at the Tanker in Noord. Oh, Nederlands. Okay, we gaan het Nederlands doen, mag ook. We beginnen in de Roze Tanker in Noord. Staat daar zo, 16 april op een donderdagavond. Dan gaan we naar het Groene Veld, ADM. Ook bekend bij iedereen. De zaterdag in de Vondelbunker, altijd leuk. En we sluiten af in Filmhuis Cavia, ook op zondagmiddag. En het wordt leuk, dus kom langs. Dank jullie wel, zometeen Duke S.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ja, lieve luisteraar. Ja, dus, afgelopen uit hier. Het pand in Zaandam. En nou, we hebben van alles gezien. Tuin ging lekker los, Jukes. En een andere keer gaan we weer wat anders uitzenden. En nu niet meer hier, maar live vanuit het pand in Zaandam zeg ik toedel je dood. Tot de volgende keer, blijf lekker luisteren naar die protocol, want er komt wel weer een keer.
So within a few years of the abortive peace treaty, Palmares again became a threat to the Portuguese plantation owners. But the Portuguese authorities in the north of the country didn't have sufficient soldiers of their own to mount another expedition against Palmares. Instead, they turned to hardened mercenaries from the south of Brazil, known as Paulistas or Bandeirantes. Who were they, Pedro Paulo?
Well, they were slave raiders. São Paulo, in the south of the colony in Brazil, was established by the Portuguese, but most of the inhabitants were a mix of a few Portuguese men with a lot of native Brazilian women. They only used to speak Tupi language, a native Brazilian language, and they were very harsh because they used to conquer other tribes, native Brazilian tribes in the west, and also against Quilombos or Maroons elsewhere in the continent. They were also going up to the Andes and the Amazon basin, so they were very active, these so-called Paulistas, that is, people from the city of São Paulo, the town of São Paulo. The name Bandeirante, that was used later, that is flag holder in English, was an invention of the late 19th century because it was not used during its period. But it was transformed as a kind of myth of origin of Brazil, saying that we are so heroic pioneers as they followed the flag conquering the continent.
One group of mercenaries, under the leadership of Domingos Jorge Velho, set off from what is now São Paulo, and in 1692 attempted to destroy Macaco, which, as we heard, was the main town in Palmares by this point. The first expedition ended in failure. But later, Velho tried again, and this time, after a long siege lasting several weeks, he managed to capture Macaco. Several hundred people from the settlement were either killed or taken prisoner. José, what happened to their leader, Zumbi?
Well, what we know was that Zumbi was betrayed by his own and then was captured. He was killed. But that is what the Portuguese also were doing elsewhere, not only Brazil. I keep going back to Angola. In this similar period, 1671, when they destroyed Pungandongo, João Harry II, who was the king of Pungandonga at that time, was also captured. They killed him. His head was carried to Portugal.
The attack by Velho was a significant blow to the settlements, but it wasn't the end of Palmares, was it, José?
I think the settlement carried on for as long as we know, because even now you'd go to the region, we know that there are what so-called quilombolas. And these were the communities that came from the enslaved who were running away. So I think the Portuguese or Paulistas destroyed the central region where Zumbi and his people were, but they did not destroy the entire region, because this is a vast region. But also you can't destroy people entirely. So the settlement continued beyond 17th century. The settlement continued beyond 18th century and even 19th century. When I was in Palmares, I spoke to some of the African descendants. Of course, you know, people may say, well, you know, they're telling you that story because they wanted themselves to be seen. I asked the question, could we find in our modern time descendants of the African who came from that region of Palmares? And this woman, she said, there are many people here who are descendants of Palmares. And many other evidence that we find is also indicating that the existing community, and not only that, but also all the native who may have been also in the area, indicate very clearly this community have existed long